Now, while Kate and her colleagues have been focusing on pinpointing the age of a computer user, other research groups around the world have been exploring the ways in which computers can be used to read a person's emotions. Now, that's just not people swearing at the computer going, ah, give me back my data.
Although it could be.
But it could well be. But actually by studying their facial expressions in a similar way. So one place where this is happening is Imperial College down in London, and we sent Meera Senthilingam down to find out how it works.
The Emotionally Aware Painting Fool. Sounds exciting, but what does it do? Well, that's the name of the winning machine from the 2007 Machine Intelligence Awards. It's an artificial intelligence system that's made up of two pieces of software. The first is an emotion detecting system that videos your face and analyses it to see what emotion you're feeling. The second part produces an abstract painting of you on the screen, using colours and styles to reflect the emotion that it thinks you're feeling. These combine to produce a system that could revolutionise the art world, either by giving artists some competition or helping them to design their masterpieces. Now, I met up with the creators Simon Colton, Michelle Valstar and Maya Pantic this week to find out more and also to see what emotions the machine thought I was feeling. I spoke to Maya first about how the Emotionally Aware Painting Fool works.
It is a system which is combined of two systems. One is the visual part of the system and the other one is the painting part. The visual part detects automatically the emotion of the sitter from a live video, while the painting part of the system uses this information in order to choose the paints and then highlights this emotion in the painting of the sitter.
When you say sitter, you just mean the person standing in front of the video?
Exactly.
Okay, so you've already set up the equipment ready for me to have a go. So I'm just going to go and stand in front of it and portray my emotions. They've taken a video clip of me looking neutral and then smiling afterwards, and now the first part of the machine is processing it. What's going on, Michelle?
At this point, it has found exactly where in the first frame your face is, and next it will find 20 facial points, such as the points on your eyebrows, the corners of your mouth and the corners of your eyes.
It's saying I'm very happy, so how's it found that out?
Basically, we tracked those 20 points through the image sequence, and based on the distances between the points and the positions of the points and the speeds of those points, we found out which facial muscles you were using.
So once you know the facial muscles in use, how does this then translate to it knowing the emotion, Maya?
We are trying to detect six basic emotions, which are surprise, fear, sadness, happiness, anger and disgust. For each of these emotions, there are certain facial muscles which are activated. For surprise, your eyebrows are raised and your eyes are wide open and your mouth is wide open. So based on these kind of rules, we are able to recognize which emotion is shown in an image. And in this case, as can be expected, the smile triggered actually happiness. At this point, as you see, the painting fool will start its work.
Okay, yes, so it has started painting me now. So Simon, how is it producing this painting?
Well, it's been given three important pieces of information from the vision software. It's been given the emotion, happiness. It's been told where the eyes, nose and mouth are. And it's been told which picture within the video sequence were you expressing your emotion the best, where were you smiling the most. First of all, it's going to paint that picture. It's going to spend more detail on your eyes, nose and mouth, so it makes it look more like you. And it's going to choose its painting style according to the happiness emotion. It's turned your face into a number of regions of colour. Then for each paint region, it chooses the colour for that paint region. It chooses whether to enlarge or make it smaller. It can do that with the eyes, for example, to emphasise the emotion in the eyes. And it chooses how to simulate the painting in of that paint region.
If someone else was to have stood in front of that camera, would these colours still have come up?
I've trained it specifically to use a colour palette of about 15 colours, all of which are bright. And it does use different ones depending on the facial colours of the person using it. The bigger difference would have been had you not smiled and had you shown fear or had you shown disgust, it would have produced a completely different picture. It would have stretched your face, it would have painted you in greys and kind of rotten kind of tones, and it would have used a very loose painting style so that it would really emphasize the distortion of the face.
How have you given it the information so that it knows how to appreciate its subject?
I trained it like a human painter would train an apprentice. So I've told it, for example, that if it uses greens and reds, then that's likely to heighten the anger in a picture. I've told it that if it uses a stretched face, then certain people will associate that with Edvard Munch's The Scream, that famous painting where there's disgust going on in there. What I'm aiming for more with this is it to get the software accepted as a creative artist in its own right, independent of me as a software originator. Next thing I want it to do is to imagine completely new scenes and paint from its imagination.
You have obviously combined together for this project and created the emotionally aware painting Fool. So where do you want to continue this merger, Michel?
Well, what I think we want to do is make it even more aware of its subject matter. There is so much more information in the face that we could use. For instance, gender. We could paint it differently depending on whether it's a man or a woman. But also maybe age category. And even we might look into beauty aspects of the face.
My painting is now finished. And considering how abstract it is, it really does look like me, I think. But also, you can tell that that's a girl. How will you make it distinguish between males and females even more?
Of course, it looks like you because it's based on your portrait, on your image, and therefore it will always resemble a girl. But we could actually enhance the feeling that you get when you look at the painting if we know what the actual gender of the sitter was.
And that was naked scientist Mira talking to Maya Pantic, Michael Valstar and Simon Colton about their emotionally aware painting Fool, which is a piece of software that can divine your emotions while you're working on the computer. And coming up later, we'll be finding about something that does engender quite very strong emotions, and that's losing your data. We'll be finding out if you can recover that. But now, we have some very exciting guests in the studio.